Okay, so random fact. I smile when I'm nervous, and it's kind of a curse, but it's also a blessing because I got hired once because of it. I was at a job interview to be a hostess at a restaurant, and I was so nervous. I felt like I was going to pass out. And so as I'm answering these questions, I'm just grinning like a psychopath. But they were like, "That's the smile we need when customers walk in." So it actually did me some good. Little did they know I wasn't particularly being friendly. I was just nervous out of my mind. Dope asked, "Would you rather always be 20 minutes late for important events or always be 2 hours early to everything else?" That's difficult. I think I'd want to be 20 minutes late for important events. 'Cause 2 hours is a big chunk of time. And I don't know, there is nothing I hate more than like awkwardly standing around with nothing to do. Amin asked, "If you have a bad day and you're in a really bad mood, what could change that to the complete opposite? What could change your mood from really bad to really good?" A hot shower, getting comfy in bed, and having a snack with a movie playing. Also, I don't know how weird this is, but doing my skincare routine, I've always just loved skincare and like facials, serums, moisturizers, and it's, I guess, like a big part of my nighttime routine, and I always just find it so relaxing. Yeah, it really has the power to boost my mood for some reason. Gray Monahan asked, "Taylor Swift calls you and tells you that she's a big fan. She asks you to write a song together. What do you write this song about?" Oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless. Maybe me moving out, because I move out to live on my own in like a week, and I could definitely use a moving out anthem. Although Taylor Swift's life is, I'm sure, way more interesting, so we should probably use her life as inspiration instead of mine. Flynn asked, "What's a food combo you love that other people would find odd?" Pancakes and fries. Here's the thing, if I eat something salty, then I want something sweet, and vice versa. So, also tacos and orange juice. Orange juice isn't a food, but whenever I eat tacos, I crave orange juice. I have no idea why that is. Zero Factor asked, "Pretty sure no one's asked the simplest Vampire Diaries question that can tell us so much about you. So, Damon or Stefan, and why is the correct answer Klaus?" I'm so glad you bring this up because I wholeheartedly agree. When I was binging Vampire Diaries, I was losing my mind over Klaus and Caroline scenes. I love them together so much. Lil Punk Boy asked, "Have any of your stories / scripts been based on your previous experiences in real life, or are they more like fantasy and things you just like the idea of?" Oh, and you're a really talented storyteller. Thank you so much. No audio as a whole has ever been necessarily based off of any of my personal life experiences, I don't think. But there are definitely bits and pieces scattered throughout my scripts, like in the dialogue sometimes, and I guess sometimes situational. But yeah, obviously, everything is really dramatized in my audios. Like, I've never, run into a childhood friend on a plane and then shared a hotel room. But, like, I was on a plane fairly recently, and I have experienced, like, every hotel in a 20-mile radius being booked out. So, small bits and pieces kind of inspire aspects of my scripts, and then I just run with it, I guess. Smitty asked, what's your favorite video game to play alone, and what's your favorite to play with others? What's your favorite movie saga, like Lord of the Rings, / The Hobbit, Star Wars, Harry Potter? What ingredients do you think makes the best sandwich? And what inspired you to do ASMR at a young age? Ooh. Okay, favorite video game. Well, I don't know. To tell the truth, I don't really play video games that often. But, I play Wordle. It's not really a video game, but it's a game, so let's just pretend that counts. And my favorite video game to play with others is definitely Mario Kart. As for my favorite movie saga, I'm gonna have to say The Hunger Games. I've seen those movies so many times, especially the first one. I saw it in theaters when it came out, and so I was really young at the time, maybe like 9 or 10, and it was like 10 p.m. on a school night, and my family had just finished reading the book, because we'd been like kind of reading it together as like a family bonding thing or whatever, and anyways, my brother and I begged our parents to let us go see it, and they agreed, and it was like the most exciting thing ever because it was spontaneous and I was staying up late and we were going to the movies and I loved it so much. That was the most excited I've ever been to go see a movie. What ingredients do I think makes the best sandwich? Turkey, avocado, tomatoes, lettuce, banana peppers, any kind of cheese, pickles, mustard, mayo, salt, pepper, and a splash of vinegar. That is the recipe for my perfect sandwich. And then what inspired me to do ASMR at a young age? Honestly, it was kind of a combination of reasons, all at once. Basically, at the time, I was really into this one vampire series that this channel called Redacted was making. I was also dabbling in voice acting on a website called Behind the Voice Actors. I was just doing like random little voiceover work. It wasn't at all professional whatsoever, and they were rarely even paid projects. I was just kind of doing it for fun. So for that, I bought a microphone, and the lack of a microphone was one of the reasons. I'd never done ASMR, even though I'd kind of wanted to for a couple years, 'cause a friend of mine told me that I should. But yeah, I didn't have a microphone, and I was too shy to put my voice so blatantly out on the internet. But then eventually I just kind of decided to do it. And so I wrote up a zombie apocalypse script and I put it out and it was fun. And so I did it again and again and again and it went well. And then fast forward a few months later, I was kind of thinking about not uploading anymore. Because I was working at Target, and I told them I could only do, like, 25 hours a week, but they had me working 40 hours a week, and so I really hated it, and I didn't have the time for that, and school, and my YouTube channel, and I was like, okay, if I quit Target, I'm gonna need to get another job, and then I was like, no, what I really should do is just monetize my YouTube channel and see if I can profit off of it, because then I'll have a job and have the time to make audios. So I did that, and that was the best decision I've ever made, because it's just like completely changed my life. Smokecakes asked, Okay, I was thinking of asking a Vampire Diaries question, so I will double down on the topic. After the final season, various events and dramas occur so that the key romantic question is who Bonnie gets together with, and it can be anyone. Who is the ultimate Bonnie X romance? Oh my goodness. I think Enzo. I remember really liking her with Enzo. Poor Bonnie. The writers just used her as a punching bag. She deserved so much better. Gray Monahan asked, assuming that this is recorded afterwards, how did you spend your birthday? Also, in advance, happy birthday. Thank you. You're so sweet. It was a pretty mellow birthday. I went out for brunch, and then I had a movie night with my family. So, yeah, it was fun. Gray Monahan also asked, which question from all of your Q&As have you been most excited to answer? So many. I'm excited to answer every question, honestly. And there have been a lot that I read and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about this. But off the top of my head, I think this was in last month's Q&A. The question, if they made a movie about your life, who would you want to play you? Because I used to ask my friends that same question all the time. Like when I was younger, that was kind of a game we'd do. We'd sort of like try to turn our lives into movies and like kind of design them, like figure out, okay, this person would play me and it would be a thriller and this person would be the villain, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. That was just a really fun question. Ethan asked, which do you prefer, steak fries or curly fries? P.S. Thank you for all the audios. They genuinely make my day. Aw, thank you so much, Ethan. I'm going to have to say curly fries. Zero Factor asked, what shows are you currently into? I'm currently just rewatching one of my favorite shows, which is Gilmore Girls. I keep meaning to start new TV shows, but I always just default to watching stuff I've already seen. Raven asked, basic question, but how old will you be turning on your birthday? I turned 20. It's really weird. I'm officially not a teenager anymore. It's going to take a while to get used to. Gray Monahan asked, what meal do you think you've eaten the most in your life? Probably chicken and rice and broccoli. That is my family's go-to dinner, like at least 3 times a week, probably. Well, actually, I don't know about 3. Sometimes it's steak and rice and broccoli or salmon and rice and broccoli, but there's always rice and broccoli. Gray Monahan also asked, do you or have you ever dyed your hair? If so, what color? If not, what color would you dye it? I've never dyed my hair like an entirely different color than it is. I've gotten highlights a couple times, but I've never dyed my hair like purple or anything. But if I were to dye my hair, I'd probably dye it like a pastel pink, maybe. Gray Monahan also asked, what is the biggest or most surprising thing you've learned about yourself since starting your channel? Ooh. Every time I do Q&As, I'm always so impressed with all the cool questions y'all come up with. Something I've learned about myself. Probably that I'm a little more of a romantic person than I ever thought I was. Honestly, I've never really considered myself very romantic. Like, I'm not really into pet names or, like, big romantic gestures. Well, I don't know. I guess it depends. But, like, I didn't cry when watching The Notebook. Like, I'm just generally not a very gushy person. But making role plays has definitely kind of brought out my romantic side, I suppose. Either it's brought it out or it's changed me. I don't know. Bagel Tinker asked, Were you ever nervous to post your audios, or did it come naturally? I make music that I'm very proud of, but one big hurdle I can't seem to get over is how nervous I am to show other people. I just worry about what they will think. Any tips on how to get over this fear? Wow, I relate to this so much. You have no idea. I put off monetizing my channel for like 6 months because I felt like if I made it my income, I would have to tell people in my life that I'm making audio roleplays. And so now I have, not really the specifics, but most of the people close to me know that I have a YouTube channel. And over time I've become a lot more comfortable with that. And while the idea of them finding my channel and listening to it makes me want to die, I'm definitely way more okay with that than I was like a year ago. But yeah, even just posting my audios to YouTube when I was first starting my channel, I'd get really anxious. It's kind of just a vulnerable thing, I guess. But I 100% think that you should show people. Keep in mind, you are your harshest critic. So if you're proud of it, I'm sure it's fantastic, and the people in your life would be even prouder. If it's more about showing strangers, like putting it out on the internet for anyone to listen to, I think it's important to remember that there are always going to be strangers who aren't into it, you know, no matter how good it is. But the majority of feedback you're going to get is positive, and you're going to have people who want to hear your music and look forward to hearing it, and that is going to motivate you like crazy to keep doing it. Like for me personally, once I started being told that my audios helped people sleep or like brighten their mood a little bit or whatever, it made it so much more fun to make audios, because for me, getting to share it with people is the fun part. And, you know, that used to be kind of the part that I would dread, because I'd get nervous posting it. And I'd worry that people wouldn't like it. But I promise you, people are going to like it, myself included. You know, send me your music if you'd like. I would be honored to get to listen to it. But yeah, I highly, highly encourage you to just put your work out there, whether it be online or just sharing it with people close to you. And it'll only be a matter of time till you just don't care anymore what people think. But yeah, I think if you wait to share it till you're comfortable with sharing it, I think you'll be waiting around forever. I think the only way to really not care anymore what people think is just to put it out there, and then kind of over time you'll stop caring. I hope that helps. I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, that's just my personal experience. Gray Monahan asked a question, but also one of the biggest mysteries in the world. Why don't you have Jaffa cakes in the US? I don't know. Why don't you have Pop-Tarts? Answer me that. How about this? I'll mail you a Pop-Tart and you'll mail me a Jaffa cake. How's that? Gray Monahan also asked, is there a question that you are surprised no one has asked in your Q&As? You know, I can't think of any one specific question, but I have been very pleasantly surprised that over the course of all these Q&As, there's never been a single question that, like, made me uncomfortable. I was sort of braced for that going into this because, you know, it's the internet, but all of you are just really chill and respectful, and I really appreciate that. I love it. Mac and Cheese asked, if you could visit anywhere in the US, where would you go? You may have gotten this question or something similar, but I currently have that option right now and need some help in deciding. Oh my gosh, how exciting. Whoa. I highly recommend Big Sur in California. It's on the coast, but it's also woodsy, so there's beaches, but also lots of greenery and trees. And it's just a really, really great place to be in nature and get some fresh air. If you're more of a city person, I've always really, really wanted to go to New York City. That's on my bucket list. So I think that might be cool. Let me know where you end up going. Gray Monahan asked, looking back at your first Patreon Q&A from July, have any of your answers changed since then? Yes, I'm aware this is the most boring question yet. That's not a boring question. Okay, so I just listened to my July Q&A, and while I don't think any of my answers have really changed, I was shocked at how different my voice sounds in it. I sound like I'm 12 years old. I sound like a 12-year-old making a vlog or something. And I over-enunciate so bad. It's really strange how that wasn't even a year ago, and yet I sound so different. I think I just wasn't as comfortable in front of a microphone or something. But yeah, it's the same in all of my old audios. Like, I've mentioned this before, but it is pure torture for me to listen to my old audios. I can't do it. It physically pains me because they are just so bad to me. The acting is awful. I sound so stiff. I over-enunciate. The microphone is bad. The scripts are sometimes awkward. It really, really tempts me to just remake all of my old audios. Like, I kind of want to do that. But it also really makes me wonder if, like, 6 months from now I'll be listening to my current stuff and be like, oh my gosh, I was so bad. So I guess that's the cool thing about, like, creating content. You're kind of always improving. Anyway, I kind of strayed from the question there. Sorry about that. Gray Monahan also asked, do you believe you've already met your soulmate? If not, how do you imagine meeting them? I don't feel like I've met my soulmate. I guess you never really know, though. How do I imagine meeting them? I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is maybe we're neighbors or something, or have mutual friends. I don't know, honestly. I don't really envision it all that much. I suppose something dramatic would be fun, like a tidal wave is coming, and then my soulmate rescues me and gives me CPR, and then I wake up and I'm like, you saved me, and then we get married. Just kidding. But that would be a pretty cool story to tell. All right, this is the end. Thanks for all your questions, everyone. I loved answering them. And if you want to do me a big favor and leave me more questions for next month's Q&A, that would be greatly appreciated. I love you guys so much. Bye.